throughout, there will be no such building.
因为主为我们钉在十字架上。
Because our Lord has crucified for us.
结果从主的那块大的磐石，我们就凿出这些磐石。
And because from the Lord's great rock that we have this.
所以我们就成了活石。
That's the reason why we become living stones.
我们能建造成为灵宫。
That we will be able to build this spiritual house.
所以这个都是摩利亚的故事，摩利亚山的故事。
This is the story of Mount Moriah.
那么今天的难处在哪里呢
？But now what is our present difficulty?
今天的难处就是这个圣殿山上面是两座的清真寺。
But now we know that the Temple Mount today are occupied by two temples.
那主耶稣那个时候，主耶稣那个时候不是这样。
Now, Jesus' time, it wasn't.
所以现在如果你到圣殿山，你那里有什么好看？没什么好看的。
So what can you see from Temple Mount in the present day?
但是很有意思，考古学家告诉我们一件事情。
But the archaeologists have told us a very wonderful thing.
如果你进到清真寺里面去
，Then if you will enter into this mosque,
你要看那个好大的磐石。
You will see a big rock.
那么那个磐石根据传说就是以马这亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方。
And that piece of rock is according to what they say is where the Isaac was offered.
那是非常非常可能的。
And it is almost possible.
那么在那个磐石上，现在考古学家就发现一些什么事情呢
？And upon this rock, the archaeologists found something.
就是在那个磐石上啊，他们发现有一个槽是长方形的。槽 depression 是长方形。
That was a depression.
Rectangular.
Rectangular is in a rectangular shape.
那个 size 那个尺寸呢，跟这个跟这个约柜的尺寸是一模一样
的，
所以这什么意思？所以这什么意思？所以这个意思就是告诉我们说，这个磐石应该就是至圣所的根基的那块磐石。所以现在我们找到至圣所了。那么你很容易就找到大概祭坛在什么地方。
Very easy for us to trace the cabinet.
因为那个祭坛不
altar.
那么这个祭坛呢？不要忘记，这个祭坛从哪里来的
？Where the altar come from?
那个祭坛你不记不记得是大卫那个时候神不是要毁灭整个耶路撒冷吗
？You know that at that time, David time he wanted to destroy the entire Jerusalem.
结果他就到了，他结果他你知道他就到了亚劳南河场。跟阿尔南河场。
Then we call the Arnon's the threshing floors.
那么这个其实呢，阿尔南河场、亚劳南河场就是圣殿山那个地方。
And that thresh floors are actually upon the Temple Mount.
然后大卫就在那里献上祭坛。
Then we know that at that time that this is where David offered.
Offered 他的 burn offering. 那结果没有，结果没有想到神居然悦纳他。
And he couldn't imagine that Lord has, God has, in fact, accepted him.
那就在那个时候，大卫说：“这是神的殿，这是神的殿。”
And that's why David proclaimed that this is the temple of God. This is the temple of God.
所以大卫献祭的地方就应该是当时祭坛所在的地方。
And so the place where David offered sacrifices was actually the altar.
而那个地方应该就是现在这个大磐石。在磐石往东没有多远的地方。
And this is where the rock is situated almost to the eastern side.
然后在靠近那，如果这个是摩利亚山的话，那这个高一点，大概这样的话，你看这个就是阿尔南的河场。
That we know that the eastern side now will be referred to the threshing floor.
因为阿尔南的河场不能够在这里。
Because the threshing floor cannot be on the top.
因为 threshing floor 只是把糠吹掉，不是把麦子吹掉。
We know that this is to blow away the husk.
那么风呢？我们知道说是从西边吹过来的。
That you know the wind will be blow from the west.
所以只有一个地方是亚劳南河场，就应该在东坡这个地方。
And so that this threshing floor has to be located on the eastern side.
所以今天你今天到圣殿山上去，你可以踩在那个河场的上面。
And so today, if you go to the Temple Mount, you will be able to stand on this threshing floor.
所以你大概就知道圣殿是什么样，大概圣殿是指这个。大概在什么？虽然今天已经不在了，但是你根据这个清真寺的那个位置，你大概知道圣殿在什么位置。
And so today, with the positions of this mosque, you will be able to locate where the temple was.
所以难就难在这里。
But problem is,
今天的亚以撒的后裔跟以实玛利的后裔不光争一块山头。
Not the descendants of Ishmael, the descendants of they were fighting not only for this piece of rock.
No, 不是光山头，不是光争山头。
The mountain, they were not only fighting this mountain.
但是结果呢，他们争的是一块石头。
In fact, what they were disputing is this piece of rock.
因为没有你就没有我，有你就没有我，有我就没有你。
Either it's you or me who has.
有清真寺就没有圣殿，没有圣，不可能是就没有圣殿，有圣殿就没有清真寺。
There's no temple. If there's temple, there's no mosque.
所以这是没有办法解决的问题。
This is problems that cannot be resolved.
那所以这就是今天，如果你到耶路撒冷去，你看圣殿，所以今天还这个圣殿，主耶稣那个时候就是这么样的一个光。
And so you'll be able to imagine the holy temple.
但是不要忘记，如果你再往下走，
But if you were to move forward,
快靠近这个西伦西谷西Kidron Valley 的时候，你再发现一座很小很小的山，这就是圣经里面的锡安山。
That if you will move up to the Kidron Valley, at least you will be able to find this little mount called Mount Zion.
那么这个锡安山是最小的山，也是最矮的山，最低的山。
This is the smallest mountain and also the lowest mountain.
那么就在这个最靠近这个 valley 的时候，有一个池子，那个就是希罗亚池。
And so they have a pool that very near there, and that pool is called the Shiloh.
那么主耶稣对那个瞎子说：“你到希罗亚去洗一洗。”
And that was what the Lord Jesus asked.The blind to wash his eyes at the pool of Shiloh.
所以，如果你仔细的去读圣经，当约翰描写这些故事的时候，尤其讲到东山是从哥哥他一直描写到这个锡安山。
And so, as we to read the Bible carefully, how John described from the Mount Golgotha right to the end of Mount Zion.
那么，当然我们知道，约翰也提到。和这个东山平行的就是这个橄榄山。
And of course, John has mentioned the mountain that is parallel to the, along the eastern side is the Mount Olives.
那么橄榄山也是南北向的。
That you know that Mount Olives is also situated in the south-north direction.
大概好几年前，他们要想盖这个最大的一个旅馆。
Many years ago, they were planning to build the greatest hotel.
我现在忘记是哪一年了。他们结果就派人做了一个测探，到底那个地方地形行还是不行。
And so they send people to make a survey, the surveyor to survey that locality.
他们本来要盖一个最大的旅馆，从来没有过，但是后来他们放弃了，因为他们发现那个地方的那个地方这个地壳非常的脆弱，那个内部分很脆弱。
First, they were planning to build the greatest hotel, but after the report from the surveyor, they find that the ground, the foundations are very fragile.
那个刚好是在橄榄山中间的地方。
And it happens to be in the center of Mount Olives.
主耶稣脚如果踩在橄榄山上的话。
And so, if the foot of Jesus is set upon Mount Olives,
会有一个大的地震。
It will create a great earthquake.
然后呢，这一部分的山往北，一部分山往南。
And then,Part of the mountain will move northwards, and the other part of the mountain will move south.
所以，如果今天大家站在橄榄山的话
，And today, if you are standing on Mount Olives,
你发现说的的确确，你知道橄榄山是有这个危险已经存在了。
And you can notice that if you stand on Mount, set the foot on Mount Olives, you will face this.
好，那现在假定这个是橄榄山
，If that is Mount Olives.
那么这个是前山，是向着耶路撒冷。
And this face of the mountain is facing Jerusalem.
所以我们叫前山，或者我们叫它西山、西坡。西坡有两个坡，一个西坡，一个东坡。
We talk about this is the western hill, and that the other side is the eastern hill.
所以如果你从死海那边过来，你一看到耶路撒冷，你已经到了这里了。
That if you from the Dead Sea, you to look into Jerusalem, in fact you have reached.
然后有一个城叫伯法奇。
And there is a city called
Bethphage.
Bethphage.
然后这个 Bethphage 这个地方是什么呢？就是主耶稣在那里不是骑着驴子进耶路撒冷吗
？And that is the place that our Lord Jesus have entered Jerusalem at the back of the donkey.
那 Bethphage 这个地方为什么波波发奇有什么特点呢？
And what is the characteristics of this Bethphage?
因为你到了波发奇，你就真的到了 city limit， 就到了这个整个耶路撒冷的界限里面来了。
And so if you enter this, means that you have actually reached the city limit.
你如果走在希伦溪谷，你已经在耶路撒冷。
And that if you were to enter into Kidron Valley, in fact you have already entered into Jerusalem.
你就是没有进城墙就是了。
The only thing that you have not entered into the city wall.
所以到了波发奇，你就已经到了耶路撒冷的门口。
And so when you have this prophet, you have actually entered into Jerusalem.
所以如果主耶稣骑着驴子走在这个山谷里面，他已经进了耶路撒冷。
And so as the Lord Jesus traveled in this Kidron Valley, he has already entered into Jerusalem.
所以当你读到四福音合参比较的时候，这是很重要的问题。
And so as we read the harmony of it, it's a very, very important.
我们的观念进城墙才进耶路撒冷。
To us, our idea is enter the city wall, then you enter into the city.
不 波法奇是 city limit， 刚好是市郊最边界的地方。
And the prophet is actually where the limit of the city itself.
那么主耶稣就在这里，那么骑着驴子进耶路撒冷。
And this place that the Lord Jesus have entered into the city at the back of the donkey.
进耶路撒冷并不是进耶路撒冷城，整这已经在耶路撒冷范围之内。
Enter into the area of the Jerusalem, not into the city of Jerusalem.
那么这个是前山。
And this is referred to the west hill.
如果你再往下走，在山坡上，快靠近，快到山谷的时候。
And then as you enter from the slope, then you will end almost at the valley.
那就是科西玛尼园。
And that is Gethsemane.
所以科西玛尼园大概是在山坡还没有到山上的这一块地方。
And it is somewhere on the slope before we reach the hill, the top.
那么如果你翻过山。
That if you were to go over to the other side,
那么你就到了东坡了。
Now that you come to the eastern hill,
你在这边看的是一片的翠绿。
That we know that on this side you can see a big vast green.
如果你在这边往东看，因为你往死海方向看，是一片的沙漠。
But when you go to the eastern side, as you look towards it, you know that it is just like a desert.
你在这边，你看见世界的荣华。
On the western side, you can see the glory of the world.
你看以色列那世界的荣华 ，the glory 呀、yeah. ，然后你就看见了以色列的荣耀。
You can see the glory of Israel.
但是如果你在这边的话，你根本好像是世界里面消失了一样。
That if you go to the eastern side, I see that you have diminished from the world.
你所看见的都是死海，是沙漠。
What you have seen are dead sea and the desert.
那不要忘记。你翻过下来，这里有村子，有一个小村子，它的名字叫做伯大尼。
And then when you go into the other side, there's a small city called Bethany.
伯大尼这一般人是隐藏起来的。
The people, the inhabitants of Bethany, they are hidden.
被世界忘记的。
They have been forgotten by the world.
他们是在后山。
They are at the back of the mountain.
在世界舞台里面，你看不见他们。
In the stage of the world, that they are invisible.
但是最后一个礼拜。
But on the last week,
我们每一个晚上主耶稣都是到耶伯大尼过夜。
Every night, our Lord Jesus has spent the night in Bethany.
圣殿是他 official site, 是他正式居住的地方。
We know that temple is his official residence.
他是神的儿子。
Because he is the son of God.
他当然应该要住在他的家里。
Of course, he has the right to live in the temple.
但是每天晚上，
But every night,
他翻过这个山。
He cut over the mountain.
然后好像消失在。不知道哪里去了。
And he has made himself disappear somewhere.
但结果主就在那里得着安息。
And it was only there our Lord will be able to find.
跟随门徒的道路。
And to follow the foot.
是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
It's from the journey is from Bethany to Bethany.
当了最后，我们的主和门徒们说再见的时候。
And when it was about time to bid farewell to his disciples,
他就到了伯大尼的对面，因为这个村子在这里嘛，你们可以想一下，这是村子，这个主耶稣在这里升天的嘛。
And so when the Lord was ascended, it was the opposite, the
village of the Bethany. 你看见吗？这是村子，这主耶稣在这里升天的嘛。
And so this is the village, and then our Lord was taken away. It was.
根据路加福音，他是在伯大尼的对面。
that according to Luke, that he was opposite Bethany.
根据使徒行传，他是在橄榄山升天。
And according to the Acts of the Apostles, he was ascended from Mount Olivet.
所以我们一首诗歌说，自从我们我们是这个自伯大尼你与我们分手后，这是一首。
And that is a hymn that since that you have parted with us from